he's playing. Everybody knows that. You know, hockey players get, you know, sick too high and they wind up bleeding from their spleen. They have to have their spleen removed. Why? Because the spleen holds a lot of blood, right? So, you know, if they have it damaged, you know, it's a bad thing. So you have to have that spleen taken out. So you can live without it. But it also functions, it's a lymphoid tissue, lymph tissue, and it provides a immune surveillance role. Spleen filters blood. Lymph nodes filter lymph, spleen filters blood. Okay, two things to notice about spleen. It has a white pulp and a red pulp. The red pulp is where blood is filtered. That's the majority of the tissue within the spleen. Okay, so you have sinuses in the spleen where the blood is filtered. As the red blood cells degrade, iron is captured so that it can be returned to the bone marrow where red blood cells are being made. Okay, so you have splenic sinuses. Around the sinuses, you have splenic cords. These are called the cords of Billroth. It's another diagnostic feature of spleen. All right, so that's the red pulp. The white pulp, there's a central artery that comes into the white pulp. They look like nodules, like we've seen before. But here, you have the central artery comes. There's a periarteriolar lymphatic sheet that develops around the central artery called the PALS. Okay, so despite the fact that it's called a central artery, it may not always be in the center of that nodule that you see. It may be offset to the side. Okay, the periarteriolar lymphatic sheet, or PALS, is mostly invested with T lymphocytes, whereas the rest of that nodule is mostly B lymphocytes. Okay, those are the primary things I want you to focus on as you look at the slides today.